Ava 5 Pampers.
Hey, Pablo, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for calling back. You know, I'm here stuck in charge. But yes, tell me. So what's the deal? Tell me. How can we? Do we have to do month to month? Do we have to make a contract? Or can we let it try once and see how it goes? Or?
Yeah, there's no contracts on it. So what would happen, right, the first step is just getting your application approved. So once your application is approved, we don't automatically charge the lead budget. You're going to get a text, phone call, and email verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on, okay? And you could pause your leads at any time, too. So after
how do
you
pause the leads anytime?
There's four ways. So one is from your client dashboard. When you click on leads, we're going to add a section that says paid leads, okay? And you could pause it from there, straight from your dashboard. Or what a lot of my clients like to do is you can text, you can call or email as well to pause the leads.
Okay.
Okay. Now, so we do charge those. So there's a one-time application / management fee through us. It's not like a renewal fee. Like you only have to pay this one time. That's going to be for $250.
So how much is the total?
So out the door today, like to get the application process started, it would be $250.
And the $500, when is the $500?
The $539, the minimum budget requirement, that will not go live until you approve of it after you've been Google Guaranteed approved. So you're probably looking at like 2 to 3 weeks because all we have to do is a background check.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so let me try to understand one more time. So I can pause the list just at any time.
Mm-hmm.
If I call you guys, okay, understand. But that the limit is going to be $500, right?
Yeah, so the minimum budget requirement is for $539. So that's 13 qualified leads. It's basically 4133 times 13 is how they get that number.
Okay, so it's pretty much around $100, $90 around. How much is a lead?
It's 4133 per qualified lead.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen with the Google ads? Is it still running?
Yeah, the Google ads is completely up to you. What I'd recommend, okay, I'd recommend you continue running your ads, okay, until you get Google Guaranteed approved before you turn the ads off completely. You know what I'm saying? That way you still have that ad flow.
To have both, that's what makes sense to me.
Right.
But so the other question, because I like when you guys promote the website.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something different than the Google Guarantee?
No, so Google Guarantee is going to have your website on there as well. But here's the thing. You're not going to get as many clicks to the website as you're getting through the Google ads because you're getting more clicks on Google ads. But Google Guaranteed, you're going to get more qualified, like, leads, right? Because, like, Google ads, they could click on you, go to your website, and that takes from your ad budget, right? But the good thing about that is you get a lot of clicks. What's that?
No, just better maybe to add more Google ads instead of the Google Guarantee.
I'd recommend to you, okay, Google Guaranteed, it's the best lead program on the market currently. And it really, like in my opinion, it's the best program that Google has. I know it's more per lead, but you're paying for qualified leads. So you have to set an appointment or you have to quote them over the phone in order for you to be charged for those leads. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't like to quote jobs over the phone.
Perfect then. Yeah, you'll know when it's a Google Guaranteed lead because it'll say LSA lead on your phone.
Right.
So I'd recommend shoot for an estimate, like shoot to get out there in front of the client because if you do quote them on that phone call, Google is going to charge you for those leads, you know?
Right.
And I know it's tough to do because it's dependent off of, like, how many square footage, right, how many rooms,
right.
Like, it, you know. So it's better you set appointments anyways, you know.
Right. Right.
Okay. Especially though with Google Guaranteed, because like I said, those are the two qualifications for it to be a qualified lead. So if you're just doing estimates, like you're not quoting these people on the phone, you're golden. Like it has to be a scheduled appointment in order for you to get charged for it, you know?
Okay, so I have a question. It seems to me that it's helping. It's when someone is looking for house payment. I don't want to lose that, you know? It seems, just keep tracking my needs. So, I find you on the website, on the internet. So I'm pretty sure that's working. I don't want to get, you know, because the Google guarantee is going to still promote in the website.
Yeah, it still promotes the website, but like I said, it's not going to, like your Google ads, let me pull it up real quick. Let me see how many clicks you got this past month. Give me a second. Google ads. Okay. So you had 628 clicks, right?
Amazing.
So
that's a lot, right?
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. So the ads are going to get more driving to your website, right? Google Guaranteed, you're looking at 13 qualified leads, right? So basically, you know, like with that minimum budget. Now I got like a guy in New York, he takes on 200 leads a month, but he does a whole state. He's got like a bunch of crews, you know, so you can definitely like increase your lead budget, but with the minimum budget requirement, if you go Google guaranteed only, like if you cut the Google ads out completely, right, you're not going to get as much traffic to the website, because that's what Google ads is doing. It's getting you a ton of traffic to that site, and you're getting a lot of impressions where like people are actually seeing your business, you know?
Okay. Well, I mean, I think don't you think that's good?
It's amazing. Yeah, no, I think it's great. 100%. This is just it's a different type of service. You know what I'm saying? Like, Google Guaranteed, not every company could get up there, right? So one key benefit is like, hey, now Google's backing your company. You're in the Google Guaranteed section, right? And then the part of...
Okay, here's the thing. So I'm spending $700 in total, right? $600 for Google Ads.
You're $749 right now with $600 towards your Google Ads.
So we want to add $200 and something, right? Today we approve it, right?
Yeah, for the $250 application fee, correct.
So that's $500, right? In like around 3 weeks, right? So the total month at the end of the month, let me check. It's $740 plus $250 plus $500. So we're talking around
right. No, I hear what you're saying. Like the main thing is doing the application first, you know. So like
there's no reason I can't get away with the application, and let's do it, you know.
Wait, say it again.
It has to be. There's no way that.
You have to do the application to get on Google Guaranteed. Yeah, there's no way around it.
Why? Why is application?
Because so Google, like the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't like because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google has to verify your reviews, which you're like, you're rolling on that. You know, like the minimum requirement on reviews is 5. You have like over 100. So you're golden on that standpoint. A lot of times licensing and insurance is required too, but for your particular vertical, it's just requiring the background check too, you know?
So if I want to go up to 30 qualified leads, because obviously I have 14 payments, I want to keep them busy. I'm making money. And I'm the type of person that I like to give it a try everything. If it works, works. If not, I just fucking can't, you know? Okay, I think I want to give it a try. How much the budget to go to 30? I'm saying 30 because I'm saying one lead a week will be a day will be amazing, right?
Right. Right. And I'll tell you this too, since we started this platform, we have 100% retention rate on our Google Guaranteed clients, and it's only been around like 2 years now. So it's amazing. Wow. You definitely should try it. If you did 30 leads, it comes out to the monthly budget would be
$1,240.
$1,240.
For 30 leads.
For 30 leads, yes, sir.
Okay, I'm confused. But just that plus the 700 that I'm spending, right?
Yeah, yes, plus that, correct. So I'm just talking right now the Google Guaranteed lead spend.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's say if I like you want to add more, can I call you like I always do, hey, you know, add another.
Yeah. Okay. We have some clients that call in weekly to change their budget. Yeah.
Okay, let's give it a try. I'm going to, you said, this is what you recommend. To keep for now, you said the Google Ads, right?
Keep the Google Ads, yes, while we're doing the application. And then look, once you're approved for Google Guaranteed, which should be quick in your situation, because we don't have to do a license check, insurance check, or any of that stuff. Once you're approved, right, then you can find out, like, hey, maybe cut your 600 ad spend to 300 on Google Ads.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
What I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Put that money on Google Guaranteed, right?
Yeah, on Google Guaranteed, exactly.
I just want to continue having traffic, you know, traffic, because everyone is always, if I'm looking for something, I go to Google. Hey, you know, house painter, Mexican food, whatever. I want to continue having that reputation because a lot of people, it seems that a lot of people like see you up there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And Google Guaranteed, now you're like, Google's backing your work. Like, they're telling that client, like, they'll even cover them up to $2,000 of insurance if they booked your services through Google Guaranteed. So it's just another place for you to be in. But I'm going to recommend to you, don't cut your ad spend completely out because you're getting a lot of clicks and a lot of traffic to the website, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
And what about if I mix both? You think it's going to work better?
Yeah, I think it's going to work amazing because now with Google Guaranteed, okay, so Google Ads, you're getting all these clicks to your website, right? Now, Google Guaranteed, you're getting qualified people that you're setting appointments with. You know what I'm saying? So you're getting the best of both worlds there.
Okay, let's do it. So let's do it because I want almost home and I want to eat. Okay,
right.
Application,
right.
And then what do I have to do next?
All right, so first thing, so for the one-time application fee for Google Guaranteed, are we using the same card that's on file, the one ending in 7924?
7924, yes. 824-497. What do you mean that the card you said you're saying? You know, whatever you guys have on file, is that's what it is?
That's the one? Okay, perfect. I just always verify.
Also, I have a question. At the end of the year, I just make it as a corporation. At the end of the year, can I call you guys and get a report for everything I'm spending with you guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
you can do that at any time. Yeah, I'm about to send you an invoice in just a second even. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so give me one quick second. Okay, all right, so let me attach LSA to your account. What I'm going to do in a second, okay, is I'm going to send you an application via text message and via email. The text will be automatically triggered in just one moment, okay? Give me one sec here. And you're going to see on the application, too, and I'll explain it to you. You'll see, like, what do you call it, licensing and insurance, right? That's actually not needed for your vertical and area. So all you would put is just NA for non-applicable there, okay?
Also, I'm checking a question. So you're going to keep promoting the same targeting area, right?
That's the next thing I'm going to verify with you, too. So Google Guaranteed, you could target anywhere you want as long as you're licensed and insured for those areas. But I'm showing that it's not even required where you're at. So it's like perfect.
Okay.
All right. So give me one quick sec here. Attach LSA. Hold on. Let me refresh. All right. So you're good on the application fee. Let me send you the application. It should be automatically triggering right now, okay? One quick sec here. What I always like to do, too, is that email thread that we already have, I'm going to reply to that email, too, with the application there as well. That way you have it in both spots, okay? All right. Give me one sec. Da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, I got it. So you want me to do click it?
Yeah. Are you driving right now, or are you able to fill it out?
Mexicans are crazy, you know, and I'm Mexican.
All right. So, yeah, you don't, because your client interview is going to be scheduled for next week, with your lead technician. So really, you have the weekend to fill it out, even. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So you don't really need to click the link now.
Okay. What is your experience? Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's all basic info that you'll have. You know what I'm saying? So give me one second. Let me go to our email thread too, and I want to shoot it over there as well. All right, so here comes the app to the email. Just sending that link. Okay, so let me verify the phone number. You want the lead forwarding to the same phone, right? The 805-824-4977?
Right. It's asking me for a question. What is the business physical address? You know what? I was working, actually I'm working with Nextdoor, and I have to kind of, I think, get an address. In Newbury Park, which I live in Oxnard, and all my work is around 30 minutes. So should I put my normal address? That does not going to affect, like, my targeting area?
It doesn't affect your targeting area because, so here's the thing. When license and insurance is required, that address has to match the license and the insurance.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And your situation is not. So I recommend using the address we have on file for you, the 3316 Bear Creek Drive. And Thousand Oaks, 91320.
Oh, yeah. Let me have the address.
I got you. You want me to text it to you? Oh, it's
just tell me.
3316.
3316.
Bear Creek. Bear is like the animal. B-E-A-R Creek. C-R-E-E-K. No, it's two words.
Okay, Bear Creek, Newbury Park, right?
And then drive at the end. So I guess total of three words. 3316 Bear Creek Drive. Three words.
Newbury Park, right?
No, that's in Thousand Oaks.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. The zip code there is 91320.
91320. There you go. That was a good question. Well, okay.
Okay. Gosh, I'm glad you started filling it out, so I had that for you.
Yeah. That's a lot of traffic. That's not moving.
Yeah. All right. Cool. 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 And let me get to the target areas. I have them written down. Give me one quick second here. Bah, bah, bah,
wait,
bah, bah.
What is the employee identification number?
EIN number. So when you register a business, right? Usually it, for tax purposes, they give you an EIN number.
Okay.
For the company. Yeah.
I have one. It's employee identification number, right?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yep. All right, let me see. Oh, here it is. Okay, so let me verify it. So the same areas, right? So Agora Hills, Carmarillo, Encino, Moore Park.
Yes.
Okay. Oak Park.
I agree.
Simi Valley.
Right.
Thousand Oaks.
Right.
And Westlake Village.
All right. Calabasas.
Calabasas. Okay. Let me put that in there too.
I also want to remove Encino. Encino is a little far. I had Encino like a couple weeks ago because it was kind of slow.
Okay.
But yeah, I want to remove that one. Yeah.
All right. So remove Encino. Okay. And then the last one you said was Calabasas, right?
Calabasas, yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So those are the target areas. Alright. Oh, and I'll send a message too to our Google Ad department because you want to remove that for Google Ads too, right? Encino?
Right.
Okay, yeah. Okay, gotcha. I just caught that. Alright. So I got the targeted areas for LSA. Okay. Alright, so let's get this client interview scheduled. Alright. So, this is the person managing your leads, right? And now, even though I'm not managing your leads, I'm really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So if you ever have questions, okay, you can reach me directly too, Pablo. Okay?
Okay.
Let me see. Okay. Hold on. Dang, man. They're completely booked on Monday. What time on Tuesday works best for you?
Around this time, brother. This in the morning.
Okay. We close at 4, so with 3:30, does that work for you?
Yes, that's
okay.
Good, yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna put you in for 3:30. Now, It's a really quick call. It's like a 30-minute phone call max, okay? And they're just going to send you, like, they're going to verify everything I put in there, okay? And then also, hold on. They want me to word this different. I forgot. Onboarding appointment. That's what it is now. Okay. But so they're going to send you, like, some personalization emails, too, after that appointment. That's, like, what you want on your Google Guaranteed account. Okay, so just fill those out. Okay. But what's really, like, the main homework you have, get that application submitted so they can process it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, so you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It'll say local splash LSA onboarding appointment. Remember, get used to that LSA term because that's how the leads will come through on your phone. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so let me get this shot over. You're going to get an email calendar invite, and then 1 hour before the appointment, Pablo, you're going to get a text reminder and an email reminder as well. So you'll know that appointment's happening. And the way it works is I'll actually call first and introduce you to the technician. It's probably going to be Bonnie is who you're assigned to. She's great, okay? If I'm on the phone at that time, she just calls on her own so we don't miss the appointment, okay?
Okay.
All right. So that is scheduled. Okay. I'll make sure to send that Encino too. I'll get that off for you for the G ads. Do you have any questions for me in the meantime?
No, not at the moment. Thank you for doing it for just keep me updated and then we go from there. Okay.
Yeah, got you. Just get that app done and then Tuesday, look out for that call at 3:30 and we'll finish your onboarding appointment and get that thing pushed through. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. You're welcome, Pablo. Have a great weekend, sir.
Yeah.
All right.